Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me this afternoon to take a look back on all the big things that happened in this week in history. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Afternoon.
Yeah, all good?
All good, yes.
Now, I know this is something that I think definitely, not to understate it, it did change our lives. Where would it's we be without it?
An irritating sound that used to happen when you walked too far with that mobile phone. You had to pull the antenna up and you walk near a radio. That awful static used to happen, interference. Well, we're going back 50 years ago, the 3rd of April, 1973, when the first mobile phone call was made. Now, prior to this, there was kind of in cars and things like that. But it was Martin Cooper, who worked for Motorola, who made the first mobile phone call from a handheld device. And he called one of his rivals, which is one way of giving two fingers to them. So he called them on a phone that weighed 2 kilograms and measured 23 centimeters. So imagine to walk around now with 2 kilos in your back pocket. Well, you couldn't.
Sorry, so it's when you talk about the first mobile, that's not the car phone. This
was on handheld equipment.
Okay, I didn't realise they were around 50 years.
Yes, 50 years is when we're going back. So this was a prototype that allowed him to a talk time of just 30 minutes, which isn't long at all.
No.
And then you had to recharge it, which took 10 hours.
I'd never last. Who talks a lot on the phone.
Not at all.
I would never last.
So we're lucky with what we have now and what we can walk around with. But at the time, this was referred to as the brick.
Yeah.
And it really was.
Do you remember your first mobile?
It was a Nokia, was it the 3310 with
fancy.
Snake?
Yes. Get you.
Yes, that was my first mobile phone.
I had the 5110. And Motorola, it was like an old car phone, like it was the brick phone.
Okay.
That's the first time now I've really felt, you know, back in my day, like old, you know, proper.
You said it, not me.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. The 5110, the Motorola 5110.
Yeah.
No, the Nokia 5110, sorry, that was it, yeah. It was just a big brick of a phone calls and text messages.
And now you can sit in your phone and scroll the internet, send emails, do the work.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's no longer a phone.
No, I think this is another one that a lot of people will remember too.
Waterloo, 50 years ago, again, we're going back. The 6th of April, 1974, ABBA won the Eurovision with that hit.
Now, I would have said that was much longer.
No, 50 years ago. It was a classic. So Luxembourg were supposed to host it, but after they had hosted already and declined to host it a second year because of expenses. So instead, the UK said they would do it. The Brighton Dome is where it was hosted. Katie Boyle was the host. And Ireland, it was Tina Reynolds, Cross Your Heart, was the song that represented Ireland.
Okay.
But it was Sweden who took the top place with Waterloo.
It's a pretty decent Eurovision song, isn't
it? It's a cracking Eurovision song. One of their most popular songs, it has to be said. And I guess it was one of the songs that really helped them get on their upward trajectory to take over the world. They were in the top 10 all over the world. They even hit top 10 in the United States, which is massive for Eurovision songs to be hitting the top 10 over the States is big. And that song, when it came to the 50th anniversary of the Eurovision celebrations, which was back in 2005, that was voted the best competition song in the history of Eurovision.
Waterloo. Yeah, you definitely hear it now, even still the odd wedding and stuff like
that. If you end up in Copperface Jacks on the weekend, you're going to hear ABBA, I guarantee it.
A lot happening though in this week in terms of technology, because the first iPad.
Yeah, 14 years we go back, the 3rd of April 2010, Steve Jobs and Apple announced the first ever iPad. As he put it, an incredible computer in a book that you can carry around. And that's exactly what it is. In the first 80 days, they sold 3 million iPads. So that's how popular it was. After 1 year, they had sold 15 million iPads.
So I've never had an iPad.
Nor have I. I'm an iPhone and I'm a Mac guy.
Yeah.
But I never had an iPad.
I've never had a need for it.
No, nor have I. But 600 million people around the world have. That's how many have been sold since.
Not unusual that we would be in the odd category.
Yes,
then.
The odd ones out, clearly.
Definitely not.
Thirty years ago, we go back to the 5th of April, 1994, and Kurt Cobain died. He was found 3 days later. So Kurt Cobain from Nirvana, that amazing song. I guess he was the spokesperson for Generation X, is what people used to say, before Gen Zs and before the millennials. He struggled with heroin addiction throughout his years, and he had a bit of a stormy marriage with Courtney Love, but he was found dead in his greenhouse in Seattle. He was only age 27.
So young.
Very.
And not found, as you say, you know, sent for 3 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That his body was discovered.
Yeah, so very young, 27. But following his death, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rolling Stones have classed him as one of the greatest singer-songwriters, one of the greatest guitarists, one of the singers, greatest singers of all time.
I know this is another, I think, very popular, or certainly it was a very popular show in a lot of Irish homes quite a number of years ago.
It's an iconic theme song and a TV show.
You do. Yeah.
It's a TV show that, I guess, revolutionised primetime television and dramas. 46 years ago, we go back to the 2nd of April, 1978, when Dallas debuted with a 5-part miniseries. So that's how it started off. They gave it a run to see if it was popular. And it was a very popular show. 14 seasons, 357 episodes, following the feuding Texas family, the Ewings, and their oil company and their cattle ranch and all the madness in between. A very popular show. It got a
huge
reboot. Yes, the original was massive. It did get a reboot, which didn't really take off back in 2012.
Yeah, there was it was still running, definitely. Like, it was still pretty big here in, it must have been the early 90s then.
Yeah,
it was still
up until 1991.
Yeah, because I remember my parents watching. Was it a Sunday night? Sunday evening, I think it used
to be on. I think it was a Sunday night. It started off on BBC.
Why do I think
and
it was
then
a Sunday?
They refused to pay because the cost was 60 grand an episode, so ITV instead took over. So it was ITV who were showing it in latter years.
I know my parents, you were very big fans. So I remember in the kitchen and the house at home, Dallas on, and J.R. Ewing and Sue Ellen and the whole plot of the show.
All the famous cliffhangers, which helped it revolutionise primetime dramas of what we know now and how it's done.
Wasn't there even a more, certainly a very similar show to Dallas? Was it Savannah that came out? It wasn't a Netflix series.
Savannah.
A number of years ago. Maybe not. Not too dissimilar to it as well. Dynasty, actually. Sorry, that's the one. That the sort of something similar reboot. Yeah, I did watch some of it. Kieran, listen, thanks a million, as always, for taking a trip down memory lane. That is Kieran O'Connor from 98FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.